The whatever one sees through the eyes, the ultimate registration takes place in the mind. Therefore, the real perception of the Lord takes place in the mind. And he told Gop Kumar that if you really want to see the Lord, then you go to Gandhamadan Parvat, Gandhamadan mountain, and there you can see Naranarayan, whom we always see in our hearts, inside and outside. So Gop Kumar was about to go to Gandhamadan Parvat to see Naranarayan, but the four Kumars could understand his mind, and they prevented him from going and said, if you want to see the Lord, see. And then Gop Kumar started to see that these Kumaras were actually the Lord. He saw some as Nrisimha, some as Vamana, some as Vasudev, different forms of the Lord. And he became very afraid and started to worship them, offer worship to them. But soon after that, he also became absorbed in a trance, and he also started to see the Lord both outside and inside. So this is how he started to reside as a resident of Tapoloka. And then one day he saw a four-headed person arrive there, and as soon as he came, everyone started to offer obeisances. Even the four Kumaras offered him obeisances. So he asked who that person was, and he was told that this was Brahma, and that this was Brahma, the father of the four Kumaras. And Brahma lives in Sattaloka, where he is protected and taken care of by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Who is his father? So Gop Kumar desired to go to Brahma Loka, Satya Loka, and as he desired, by the potency of the mantra, he was elevated to Satya Loka. And in Satya Loka, he saw the Supreme Lord being worshipped. The Lord there has thousands of arms and thousands of legs. And seeing the Lord, Gop Kumar fainted. But Lakshmi Devi came to him, and like her own son, she treated Gop Kumar, brought him back to his senses, and placed him next to the Lord. And then Gop Kumar felt that this was the perfection of his life. He said, my mind, brother mind, and now you have attained the highest perfection. You have seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and Rama Devi, Lakshmi Devi herself is treating you like her own son. So this is the ultimate accomplishment. This is the ultimate goal of life. Now you do not desire to go anywhere else. Stay here forever. So this is how he started to he stayed in Sattaloka. And one day Brahma touched the water of Garbhodak ocean, and as playfully he touched the water, the waves of the ocean, and as he did that, a frightening demon appeared there. And Brahma became afraid and he ran away and hid somewhere. And no one could find Brahma. But the Lord killed the demon. But still Brahma didn't come out of his fear. And no one could find Brahma. So the Lord, Sahasrashesha Purusha, made or asked Gop Kumar to become the Brahma. So Gop Kumar became Brahma, and he started to control the whole entire universe to promote devotional service to the Lord. He made Prajapatis out of Vaishnavas, and this is how he started to promote devotional service to the Lord. Then one day he heard about liberation, a place which is known as Muktipad, or place of liberation. So he became curious to know what the liberation was. Actually, the Satyalok Vasis, the residents of Satyaloka, saw that somebody was going out of the universe. And they all became very happy. And they started to speak among themselves that, see that fortunate soul, he became free from the bondage of this material nature. And he is going back to the place of liberation. So Gopkumar wanted to know what liberation actually meant. So he asked the Shrutis, the Vedas personified, and they started to explain that how through knowledge one attains liberation. But then the Mahapuranas, the greater Puranas, started to establish, chastise them and said, yes, although liberation is attained by knowledge, but that knowledge is attained by devotion. It is only through devotion that one can attain that transcendental knowledge. Therefore, without devotion, there is no question of liberation. And then finally, these Mahapuranas, actually in Satyaloka, these Puranas are personified. They are different Purans are actually present as personalities, as persons. So this person started to explain. The Mahapuranas explain that how devotional service is higher than liberation. And it is only through devotional service that one can develop a loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become free from material bondage. So Gopkumar then wanted to develop that loving devotion to the Lord, and the Lord then instructed Gopkumar to chant kirtan. Said, Gopkumar, you go back to Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan you become absorbed in Sankirtan. And as a result of Sankirtan, you will develop your love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, you will be able to get out of this material nature into that spiritual abode of the Supreme Lord, where you will be able to relate to Him personally through your loving devotion to Him. Hare Krishna. So, any questions? Yeah, come again. I couldn't get that. Poor Brahmana. Right. That's not. No, right. That's not standard. You see, one can receive Durga's blessing in two ways. One is for material benefit, and the other one is the spiritual benefit. And the spiritual benefit comes as devotional service. So this Brahmana was exceptionally merciful. Actually, Durga Kamakha Devi saw that he was a sincere soul. Saw that his desire for material enjoyment is only superficial. Therefore, she gave him this Gopala Mantra. Yes. Yeah, that is one stage of devotion. You see, Indra is a devotee, right? But Indra is not a pure devotee. See, from, you know, at certain point, up to certain level, you know, Indra can be considered to be a devotee, right? Like, you see, he's a devotee, but his devotion is mixed with material desire. The demigods, in heavenly planets, they worship the Lord to fulfill their material desire. Not them, a pure devotee. So here also we are seeing, like, Indra has been considered to be a devotee when he was on the earth planet. From the perspective of the earth planet, the devotion in this planet, Indra's position is high as a devotee. But he is not the ultimate devotee. Yes? What was the need? Well, you have to understand that Sanatana Goswami is writing Brihad Bhagavatamrita with certain objective, with some purpose. And the purpose is to give us the understanding of different levels of spiritual advancement. Right? If Sanatana Goswami took us straight to Golok Vrindavan, could we ever understand the different levels of devotion? No, that's why he is explaining it to us. Who said that? You see, attachment to, one can be attached to Jagannath, but that attachment also has different levels. You see, for example, the Gop Kumar was in Vrindavan, right? But still he left Vrindavan. Why? Because he did not understand at that time the elevated status of Vrindavan. And you can recognize Vrindavan, the elevated position of Vrindavan, only when you develop your loving relationship with Krishna in Vrindavan. But he didn't do that till that time. Therefore he left Vrindavan. Similarly, when he went to Jagannath Puri, he worshipped Jagannath, but this worship was not in the highest pure devotional platform. Therefore he was promoted to the heavenly planets and like that. So we have to understand that Gop Kumar is making gradual progress. Or we can say Sanatana Goswami is explaining to us how a living entity makes spiritual advancement. It is not that everybody will have to go to Sattaloka or heavenly planets, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka, Sattaloka. Some living entities can go back to Vrindavan straight away, go to Vrindavan straight away. But Sanatana Goswami is explaining to us the different levels of spiritual advancement. Yes, Shankar. We have to understand that the scriptures, whatever is mentioned in the scriptures, are the truth and nothing but the truth.
Sometimes there's literary advice, like in
Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and also Prabhupada pointed out that we must accept the scriptures as the truth. We have to understand, although Narad Muni told the apparently allegorical story of Puranjana, but this happened. Actually, Puranjana is there. Like, we all are Puranjana. Right? But some Puranjana becomes free from the bondage of this material nature. Some Puranjanas manage to escape from the city of nine gates. Chanting softly is japa. Yes. When you chant out loud, then it is.
But we chant japa Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.
Yes. That also, japa also has three forms. Upangshu, Manash and Uchai. So we may do it loudly. Then another way of chanting is you hear it, but nobody else can hear it. That's called Upangshu. And the other one is Manasha. In the mind, you chant. So there are three forms of chanting. But Kirtan is when one sings the name of the Lord with his heartfelt emotion. That is called Kirtan. When you really feel your separation from Krishna and you call out to him, and that is Kirtan. Yes, Ben? Yeah, the difference is that if you think that scripture may have said something fictitious, then your faith or our faith may be affected. That's why the acharyas warned us not to consider anything from the scriptures to be fictitious or untrue. Everything is truth and nothing but the truth. Then only we will develop unflinching faith. And this faith is very important. Yes, yes. Actually, all prasad should be treated like that. But in Jagannath Puri, that is the standard. It is understood since time immemorial that Jagannath prasad never goes bad. And it was most wonderfully displayed by Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami would pick up the rotten prasad that was thrown away at the back of the kitchen. Apparently rotten prasad that even the cows would not eat, the goats would not eat. But Raghunath Das Goswami used to pick that up and he used to clean it, and whatever good part is left, he used to just take that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stole that Mahaprasad from Raghunath Das Goswami and honored it. Yes. Well, that's how it has been expressed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was left out. So maybe there was some, material dirt. Yes, Mani.
What I remember you said in your kingdom was that the Brahmins were saying that if it was touched by a non-Brahmin, then it becomes impure.
Right.
Not that if it became too old, that's like a different...
Right, but Jagannath Prasad is, even if it is old,
it is washing something.
Right, yeah.
But is the idea like that it's a non-Brahman?
No, it's not. That question doesn't even arise. Yes, Fabio? Why didn't he go and preach to them? Well, you see, this preaching mission started from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prior to that, you know, Krishna consciousness was kept as a secret. It was not distributed so freely. The preaching mission actually started since Mahaprabhu. Yes, I mean, if Gokumar was there now, yeah, then he would have preached to them. Yeah, because he thought that if they get to see him, get to know him, then that would be an impediment to his sadhana. He went to Mathura, you know, to become absorbed in the thoughts and worship of the Lord. Okay, thank you all very much. Okay, Ricky.
Just one question in the notes. Sitalayan has given instructions to Kumar that of the nine sources of devotional service, it has to remember it as the most important thing,
yeah,
in the mind of the Krishna.
Right.
Our philosophy expresses purely, yeah, most important.
Yeah. Here we have to understand that they are actually following a different process. There in Tapaloka, they are absorbed in meditation. And the process of meditation is cleansing the mind. And in a pure state of mind, one perceives the Lord. Right? So for meditation, mind is the most important thing. Or remembrance is the most important thing. Right? But for devotees who are absorbed in Sankirtan, for them, hearing and chanting is the most important thing. Because through hearing and chanting, remembering becomes automatic. Right? When you hear about Krishna, you naturally remember him. But when you remember him, you may not speak about him or hear about him. That's the difference. You see, chanting and hearing and chanting include all the other processes. But the other processes may not include all the other aspects of devotional service. Hare Krishna. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
পাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমান অভয় চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। ইসকন ফাউন্ডার আচার্য হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস শিল প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। জয় ওং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমান ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর কি জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়। নামাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয়। শ্রীরূপ শ্রী সনাতন ভক্ত রঘুনাথ শ্রীজীব গোপাল ভক্ত দাস রঘুনাথ সর্বস্বামী ভগবান কি জয়। প্রেম কহ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাশাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যাম কুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড গিরি গোবর্ধন কি জয়। শ্রী বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী মথুরা ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী জগন্নাথ পুরী ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী মায়াপুর নবদ্বীপ ধাম কি জয়। গঙ্গা মাই যমুনা মাই কি জয়। ভক্তি দেবী কি জয়। তুলসী মহারানী কি জয়। হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি জয়। श्री श्री राधा माधव श्रीमन महाप्रभु सखी वृंद की जाय। समुदेत भक्त वृंद की जाय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी विशेष। सो डज एवरीबॉडी रिमेंबर हाउ फार डिड वी डिस्कस यस्टरडे? आफ्टर Satyaloka, and what happened in Satyaloka? In Satyaloka he became Brahma, and then when he was missing the association of the Lord, and he was instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sahasra Shesha Purusha, to go back to Vrindavan. And he came back to Vrindavan from Saptaloka. So when he was in Saptaloka, many kalpas went by in the earth planet. So when he came back to the earth planet, although in Saptaloka it may have been a short period of time, but in the earth planet it was many millenniums. Does everybody know how many years make a day of Brahma? Day and night, right? 8,600,000,000 years make a day of Brahma. So he stayed there for many days, not only many days, many months, quite a few years also. He stayed in Brahmaloka, Satyaloka. So the earth planet had gone through so many changes by that time. So when he came back to the earth planet, he saw that the geography of the earth planet changed completely. The earth planet looked entirely different. Although Vrindavan was the same, there was no change in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is eternal. Actually the spiritual sky Vrindavan is non-different from the spiritual sky or Golok Vrindavan. Although this Vrindavan is in the earth planet, but this earthly Vrindavan or Bhoma Vrindavan is non-different from the spiritual sky. Just as spiritual sky is eternal, just as Golok Vrindavan is eternal, this Vrindavan also is eternal. So, although the earth planet went through various changes, the mountains and continents and oceans shifted from their previous origin, previous situation, but Vrindavan was exactly the same. So when he came back to Vrindavan, he saw that Vrindavan is exactly the same as he saw Vrindavan when he was there before, but none of his old acquaintances were there. None of his old friends and relatives was there. So he was in Vrindavan, he was absorbed in chanting the name of the Lord. And one day in Vrindavan he saw his spiritual master. And his spiritual master was absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And he actually was completely absorbed, so much so that he didn't have any external consciousness
and different ecstatic symptoms were manifest in his personality. So he offered obeisances to his spiritual master, and when his spiritual master saw him, he became very merciful unto him, and he embraced him and told him that since he was his dearmost disciple, he is going to give him everything. There is nothing that he doesn't want to give him. And on top of that, by chanting the mantra, his more spiritual realization will dawn in his heart. So this is how the spiritual master blessed him and gave him further instructions on chanting the mantra. And then as Gop Kumar offered obeisances to his spiritual master just disappeared. And he was feeling very bad due to his separation from his spiritual master. But he kept on chanting the mantra. And this time as he started to chant, his body became lighter and lighter, as if it became free from all material burden or material entanglements. Actually, the material attachments cause us the burden of this body. So when one becomes spiritualized, he becomes free from this material bondage and he becomes situated in his spiritual identity. So that's what happened to Gop Kumar at that time. Like he became free from the bondage of his material body, both gross and subtle, and he shoots out of this material nature. And in a very short time, he went beyond the region of the sun planet. He went past the Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka and Saptaloka. Gradually he saw the Saptaloka, which is the highest platform in this material nature, disappear from his vision due to its distance. And then he came to the to the external coverings of the material nature. The first covering of this material nature is the covering of earth. Can somebody get me some tissue? The covering of earth. Just as the elements of the material nature are manifest in the gross form, those elements are also manifest in the subtle form, in the outer layers of this material nature. Those layers are every preceding layer is 10 times larger than the preceding one. So first he came to the earth, layer of earth. There are 8 layers. Those layers are the layer of earth, the layer of water, the layer of fire, layer of air, layer of ether, then layer of intelligence, and the layer of false ego, and then finally the layer of prakriti. So anyway, he came to the first layer, and there he saw earth personified Dharani Devi is worshipping Varaha Dev. Earth personified is worshipping Varaha Dev with great opulence, and the opulence of that region is unlimited times more than any gross material opulence. Even the opulence of heavenly planets or higher planetary systems appears to be absolutely insignificant to the opulence of that region. And there he worshipped the Lord, and earth actually, Dharani Devi, requested him to stay there and offered him different siddhis, perfection, but he offered his obeisances and went to the next layer, that's the layer of water. There he saw water personified is worshipping the meaner incarnation of the Lord, the fish incarnation of the Lord. So he transcended that layer, penetrated through that layer and came to the layer of fire. There he saw that fire god, the personification of fire, is worshipping sun. Then he went to the next one, the layer of air, where air personified was worshipping Aniruddha. Then he came to the layer of ether. There he saw that the Lord is as Pradyumna, is being worshipped by ether. Then he came to the layer of false ego. There the Lord is being worshipped. The layer of intelligence. The Lord is Shankarshan is being worshipped. And then he came to the layer of false ego, where Vasudev was being worshipped. And then finally he came to a very dark region. There was no, it was pitch dark. It seemed as if this darkness was so thick. It was, sometimes it appeared to be as thick as a mountain. But sometimes this region appeared to be as light as water, liquid. And in that region he perceived the resemblance of this dark, the resemblance to the personality of Godhead, his worshipable Lord's bodily complexion. And he felt some resemblance between this darkness and the complexion of his worshipable Madan Gopal. And in that region he came across Maya Devi. Maya, the illusory energy of the Lord personified, was worshipping the Supreme Lord. And Maya actually invited Gop Kumar to stay there, asked him to stay and enjoy with her, enjoy this material nature. And then she said, even if you do not want any material enjoyment, even if you want liberation or devotion, you have to get my permission, you have to get my sanction. Without my sanction, no one can get out of this material nature. And without my blessing, no one can be engaged in the devotional service to the Lord. So whatever you want, you have to surrender unto me. You have to take shelter of me. If you want to enjoy this material nature, you have to surrender unto me. If you want to become liberated from this material nature, then also you have to get my permission, because I am the controller of this material nature. I am the protector of this material nature. And without my sanction, without my permission, no one can get out of this material nature. And even if you want devotion to the Lord, then also you have to have my sanction, my permission, because I am the sister. You have to worship me as the sister of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Gop Kumar very respectfully offered obeisances to the illusory potency of the illusory energy of the Lord, the personification of the illusory energy of the Lord, and he came out of this region. And then he came to a region which was extremely brilliant, and crossing that region of darkness, he came to a very brilliant region, that place was brilliant as millions and trillions of suns, and he was kind of becoming blinded with the glaring effulgence, and he became very afraid because that's the first time he could not see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, always he had the association of the Lord. Wherever he went, the Lord was present, either as his deity, or as a Shaligram Shila, or as he himself actively, as in his Satchidananda Swarup. The Lord was always present, but this is the first time he could not perceive the Supreme Lord. And he became very afraid. he began to pray to the Lord. He began to pray to Lord Jagannath. And in that region, sometimes he could see the Lord in his four-armed form, and then sometimes that form would disappear in glaring effulgence. And then from time to time he would get the darshan of the Lord, and from time to time he failed to see the Lord. So this is how Gop Kumar became very afraid and started to pray to Lord Jagannath. And at that time he heard the sound of very sweet chanting of Sankirtan. He heard the sound of Sankirtan. And then he saw a personality whose complexion was like white, like camphor, riding on a bull, was coming down from some higher region, surrounded by his associates, and his associates were singing his glory. And another one lady was sitting on his lap. So he wondered who that personality was. And Nandi, the bull of that that was carrying that personality, started to tell him, "Oh, you do not know this supreme person, Mahadev, our worshipable Lord. He is the controller of the three worlds, and he is non-different from Vishnu." So this is how Nandi started to reveal the identity of Mahadev. And Gop Kumar, with great respect, offered obeisances. And then these associates of Lord Shiva invited him to join the party. First they explained that how Lord Shiva was non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference between Vishnu and him. And he has the chance and opportunity to become his devotee and become and get the most elevated position to become his associate. And so at that time Gop Kumar didn't actually he refused to accept the position of becoming the associate of Lord Shiva. And then at one time they saw that although he was very respectful to Lord Shiva, but he didn't want to become his associate. And but one time they saw some four-armed personalities were traveling through the space, and seeing them, Lord Shiva also became very ecstatic and started to glorify them and everyone started to offer obeisance.